Hello and welcome to today's edition of Your Questions Answered with Father Gruner. I'm John Veneri. We take your questions in this program that you send us via email. Father Gruner answers them, and we talk about them. Continue to send us those questions, please. Here's today's, and it runs as follows. I would like to ask Father Gruner's opinion on a delicate issue regarding Sister Lucy of Fatima. According to a few websites I've recently visited, the one that we call Sister Lucy, who died in 2005, was not the original seer of the apparitions, but an impostor who replaced her in order to make false declarations with respect to the Third Secret and the consecration of Russia. I would like to know Father Gruner's opinion on the subject.
Well, I first agree with our questioner that there have been false statements by an alleged Sister Lucy about the consecration of Russia or the Third Secret. But that you don't need to have an impostor Sister Lucy to do that. So, just to give this, there are websites and there are people who claim that Sister Lucy died in, I don't know, 1960,
late 50s, early 60s, somewhere in there. That's one theory anyway.
But I would first of all like to point out, until 1989, I'm not saying beyond, but just up till July 1st, 1989, there were no fake letters of Sister Lucy claiming that the consecration was done. There was no statements that the Third Secret had been fully released. Up until that time, there were people saying, like in 1982, the Blue Army, John Hafford, and the TFP representative, Jose Lucia Correa, said that Sister Lucy said the consecration was done on May 13th, 1982. Now, that would tie in, that kind of teaching would tie in with what the Vatican's been trying to tell us. These people who are trying to falsify the message have been trying to tell us. Well, Sister Lucy, in person, set the record straight, and it's recorded by Father Cayo, to the Papal Nuncio in March 19th, 1983. No, that consecration did not effect. It was not the consecration of Fatima Aswar. So here she is in person, speaking to the Papal Nuncio, reported widely, including our own 500,000 circulation in our magazine. The Blue Army had to withdraw their statement and say, the consecration of Russia is not done yet. Russia was not consecrated. That was by October 1983. How was that brought about? Because the real Sister Lucy, still alive, spoke to the Papal Nuncio and made this statement. She had a prepared statement, she had it in writing, and she spoke to him for 2 hours. So, up until that time, there was the real Sister Lucy. In 84, they have this same consecration, in fact, the same thing, John Paul II does it. Some bishops join him, but he only invites them, doesn't command them, and it's a consecration of the world. Again, Sister Lucy is asked, in 1985, by the Sol de Fatima, that's the Fatima Blue Army magazine in Spain. Was the consecration done? No. The bishops did not pay it, and Russia was not mentioned. You have the famous one on the front cover of in 1982, just before Pope John Paul went to Fatima for the first time, we have the Salesian father writing and saying, no, Father, not the world, Russia, Russia. Mm-hmm. It's
Father Umberto.
I'm trying to think of his name. Thank you. And he put that on the front page of the Osservatore Romano. So this is said in her. He got this from her in 1980, and he reported in 1982, 78 to 80. We have the same thing in 85 that she denies that the consecration was done. She's herself in person. In 87, we have Enrico Romero having the interview with her. Again, he said, no, it wasn't done. And up until July 1st, 1989. In fact, we have Cardinal Law, although he doesn't admit to this, Cardinal Law in May of 1989 went and saw Sister Lucy, the real Sister Lucy, and she again said the consecration of Russia is not done. And he was there. And what Malachi Martin called me with people who were there, information they passed to him. That's how I know about this thing. So why do I say July 1st? Because in July 1st, the Papal Nuncio changed. So the Papal Nuncio
of Portugal.
Mm. So that Papal Nuncio, so in 1984, Sister Lucy was in touch with the Papal Nuncio, what's his name, Portalupe, Archbishop Portalupe. But in 84, he died on May 31st. The new Papal Nuncio had nothing to do with Fatima, never said anything for it, never said anything against it, never talked to Sister Lucy, nothing. So from 84 to 89, that Papal Nuncio, who left office, that job, on July 1st, until that time, he had nothing, and nothing was said false or emanating there about the secret, because Sister Lucy was consistent. She was saying it, and when she had an opportunity, she spoke out quite plainly. But on July 1st, 1989, the rule went out shortly after that with the new papal nuncio we have now, and we have Cardinal Sodano sending the word out, and we have Father Pierre Caillon, and we have Frère François pointing out, the word came out that everyone should say the consecration is done, the Pope has done all he can, and therefore since he's done all he can, don't pester him anymore, say the consecration is done. It's a stupid order. It can't be an order, but this is the...
It was considered a directive.
Yeah. Anyway, and then we have in August these five, the first one comes out in August of 89, followed by four more between August 89 and, including that one, that fake one in November, which Bertoni relies upon, which was blasted to bits at the time as being a fake. So, to answer the question, do we need Sister Lucy not to be Sister Lucy? No, we have these people claiming to be Sister Lucy, writing, she never wrote, even we have Cardinal Bertoni saying she never used a computer. Yet these are computer-generated letters.
Or typewritten, at least.
Typewritten, yeah. And she didn't use any of that. She always wrote her stuff in hand. But these five letters are all typewritten or computer-generated. And at the end of the day, that's how they... And then they started claiming they had, in 1990s, we had two interviews with Cardinal Sotiristo, with the Cardinal.
Oh, yeah.
But the Cardinal, we again proved that to be false. Even the book Fatima Priest shows how it was done. Meanwhile, and they wouldn't let her speak to me, because if I went there, she would have to show me the real Sister Lucy. They could have had, it's possible. In fact, Frère François, myself, he changed his mind after, because the pictures he thought were authentic Sister Lucy. But it was easy enough to put another nun, a lookalike. It could have been her niece. Her niece, she is a nun. Mother Superior can say, Sister, today you're called Sister Lucy. Yes, Mother Superior, I'm your obedient servant. I'm Sister Lucy today. But I'm not saying that's what happened, but it could have. But it wasn't that Sister Lucy was dead or gone. She was just replaced for that particular occasion, a very controlled circumstance. When I was brought, they asked me to come. I was invited. Oh, all of a sudden, Sister Lucy's sick, and I can't meet her. But, half an hour later when I'm gone, and then they'll meet the Prime Minister or the President of the Philippines. But she's still alive. So the questions only come in after 1989, July 1st. So up until then, I think anyone should understand it was the real Sister Lucy who was saying, no, the consecration is not done. And she met Porta Lupi himself, and she said this, it's reported, and she's contradicted these lies about the consecration quite officially, quite open, and I don't think there's anyone who disputes that at all. So I don't think these earlier dates of her death are
now, what's used, of course, is they compare photos that would give the appearance that it might be two different people. But, I do a lot of investigative writing, and I personally would never base anything on a photo. People's looks do change over time, and even their jaw structure changes over time. If you're really going to do this right and present yourself as saying there was a fake Sister Lucy, I think an honest journalist has to spend about at least 6 months in Coimbra really investigating, questioning, getting to primary sources, and seeing if there's any truth in it. Absence of that, just putting photos together and say, oh, therefore we conclude there was a fake Sister Lucy, with respect, I just think it's too shallow.
Well, I do know that you have people like even Madame Pastena, who had met her every... And I even met Caroline. That's her own blood sister. Sister Lucy is one of her older sisters. Lucy was the youngest. I met Caroline in 1989. And she described to me, in Fatima, and she described to me her experiences with going to visit her sister Lucy in the convent. She said, we never had time by ourselves. Half the nuns would be in the parlor with Sister Lucy while she was visiting her. So up until 89, I have a blood relative sister, her own sister, who recognized her as being, the real Sister Lucy. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these things that put it back to 1960 are beyond ridiculous, So I'm just trying to point out, so if they're going to do something, they have to be a bit more, and as far as I know, there's no motive which covers all the facts to say that they before 89. Now, these alleged interviews, we've disproved them again and again. These Carlos Estes things, these five fake letters and so forth, we've disproved them over and over again as being fake.
Yeah, that was the fact that Sister Lucy herself did not write them, as somebody else did.
And the other thing is that it's telling that when they released what they said was the whole third secret in June 2000, they never had Sister Lucy around. Mm-hmm. She wasn't there. If they had, if they had this fake person being able to carry this on, and it's simple enough that, in fact, she wasn't even watching it. Oh, the more important thing is Sochi asked the question. Well, we don't, except for extraordinary reason, we don't watch television. Well, what do you want to do? The World Cup of soccer? That's more important than, you know, well, what is it? So they wouldn't, basically, she was so, they were afraid of her. They're afraid of her saying that that's not the whole thing. When they sent Cardinal Bertone to Sister Lucy in April 2000, and she said, yes, these are my sheets, with an S on the end. These are my, more than one sheet. These are my sheets mm-hmm. of what I wrote. When our, the man came to us in 2000, he said, you know, I said, these are the sheets. He said, well, these are the sheets. But he started to say that, you know, it was folded like this. So this is one sheet of paper, as anyone can tell. But this is how the sequence was. It was one sheet of paper, folded over. This was page 1, page 2, page 3, and page 4. But I said, you know, so he started saying, well, that's sheets. I said, no, I'm sorry, my Italian is not perfect, but this is called a folio. It's one folio, is it not? Yes. Well, this is what you said. It was, but these are my folii. These are plural. So where's the other one? Then he started saying, well, I've backed off. I said, well, then we have the introduction written by Pope Benedict himself in 2010 said, these are my sheets. She uses the word plural. That's when Benedict, a week later, when he went to Fatima, started telling us there's more to the secret. And so there's, you know, there's obviously, they couldn't, if they could produce this fake Sister Lucy to do what they wanted, they would have done so. Even in 2000, they were keeping it hidden from us. And no, again, Chris's book, the whole book, you know, is that Sister Lucy was always testifying that the secret is what it is not just what they gave us.
Yes, so, well, we've run out of time on this program. You covered a lot of material, and we will return for the next program. Thank you.